Welcome to the Industry Insider, brought to you by Promo Corner. Each week, promotional product professionals Meg Erber, Jeff Franklin, and Stephen McFadden, along with special guests, will discuss industry news, trends, and events with a focus on educating the promotional products industry. The Industry Insider, the nerdy news you need to know.
I still love the intro every time. It's just so good. All right. Welcome back to yet another exciting episode of the Industry Insider, your promotional products podcast, where you can get all the nerdy news you need to know about. My name is Jeff Franklin, national director with Hidware USA, and I'm joined today by three other lovely folks. But of course, before we get to them, we got to tell you about our fine sponsors for today. We got a nice spicy video for you guys this week. So it's a good one. Check it out.
Get ready for excitement, opportunity, and of course, a little promo fun. The PPI Expo is where the industry goes to build connections and discover insights for a successful year in promo. Exhibits open January 16th through 18th, and the PPI conference will take place January 15th.
Come on, how good is that?
Really professional.
That's a really good video.
Really good. Right, that was awesome.
I don't know about y'all, but I want to go sign up now because registration's open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys going? Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got the confirmation that I'll be there as well. So I'm excited.
Oh, cool.
I'm really excited. Yeah.
Yeah. We never miss. We never miss for sure.
Aww.
Very cool. Well, Meg, how are you doing today? Are you doing all right?
You know, just the normal computer issues that I always have. No big deal, but doing pretty good. Prime is here.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there goes the dogs. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, I'm back from the show and I'm a little exhausted. But I think I was like talking about that the entire time from this arm surgery. But one really neat thing that was different, the show that we 1-800-Flowers, the rep from them used to be in our industry and they partnered with Sagny for some business development stuff. So I came home with Flowers. Yeah.
Has actually been on this podcast, Meg.
I know. And he used to be with Insomnia Cookie.
Exactly.
So, oh, I know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Big shout out to Tim Walls. And yeah. I have another big rose banquet in the other room too. And I'm like, oh, these are nice. I'm not going to leave them here to die. You're going home with me.
Oh, yeah. Steve McFadden, how are you doing today?
Doing great. You know, just got back from traveling. It was wonderful to see you all in person. It was funny. I was actually talking to someone at the show, and they were like, yeah, it's so great to see people in person. I was like, yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but, like, Meg and I didn't even meet for the first 2 years we were doing podcasting, and the first time we met was at, like, you know, Vegas or something like that. And so it's just wild to – it's nice to have the events, you know, where we can see each other in person and all that. So, but I don't want to say jet lagged. I think I'm just tired, you know, just kind of catch up on work after flying and all that. So
I'm interested. And I know I don't want to make this a whole thing, but I'm really interested to hear what your customers thought, like in a quick minute or less, you know?
Yeah. I'll do a quick recap. Cause I know we'd mentioned this in the previous weeks, and me bringing some people and doing a follow-up, it went really, really well. You know, one of the things I was nervous about is I'm a tough judge of trade shows because I've seen a lot of them and we go to a lot of really good ones with especially in our industry. I had no idea what they were expecting, right? So I tried to lay down some of like the, hey, here's what you're going to see, you know, pick out some pieces. Let me know if you do and don't like something. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, it's only helpful for me if you're honest with me as we go through the show. Even if you find something, you know, we're not set on whatever it is you found. I can find you some other pieces like that as well with, you know, different suppliers and, you know, all this kind of giving them the whole rundown. But also, you know, not knowing what they would stop at. Great for the project we went in it for. We found some pieces and they picked out some stuff that I would probably never have shown them, which I think was perfect. And you know, they were picking out items that I wasn't going to show them for like their inventory and for other projects. So it was a huge success and I would definitely do it again. So
Awesome. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, as long as your customers were happy and they saw the value in it, that's all that really matters. I mean, you do too, right. But they're the ones that are buying it from you.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. Good. 100%. That's really good feedback. Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely. Cool.
We are joined today by Rich from PBJ Merch Company, and super excited to have you on board. Oh. And again, you guys heard the intro, so we are doing a full on promo horrors episode today. But Rich, before we jump into the promo horror here, it is customary for us to give our special guest a good 3 to 4 minutes to introduce yourself, maybe how you got started in the promotional products industry, and what you've been up to since. So first of all, thanks for joining us, and then take it away.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's just a real pleasure to be here as a returning guest. Wow. Do you guys give out like patches or something? I'm a 2-time guest. That's really cool.
You know, Rich, something like that.
We need to work on something like that. That'd be fun.
The Saturday Night Live smoking jacket. I love that for 5 times. Yeah. Returning host. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. So yeah, I got into this industry in 1998 and 99 is when I sort of got my start. I was a single line rep for a big brand out of Canada at the time called Roots. And Roots was selling a lot of merch direct to customers. We had a lot of sweatshirts, we had a lot of leather jackets, leather duffel bags, leather and fleece was kind of like our niche, you know. And we were doing we were outfitting a lot of Olympic teams at the time, so we were doing US Olympic team and Canadian Olympic team, Great Britain, and that spun off into a lot of corporate business. So we'd be selling like to Coca-Cola, you know, 1,000 sweatshirts at a time. And you guys, I don't want to date everybody in the, but you may remember this part of the industry at the time, but be like, at that time we were making stuff. So we'd get an order for 500 sweatshirts. I'd submit the purchase order. We'd actually make the sweatshirts for the client and they'd get them like 6 weeks later. It was a real bizarre, you know, business model, but
that's insane.
Wow. It really worked.
Can you imagine, Stephen, if I told you after that show that I'm like, okay, that's great. Now you have to wait 6 more weeks for your,
Well, I just can't imagine, like, you know, calling in, like if I go back in the past and I called in and be like, hey, so what's your inventory? And be like, I mean, like, how much raw material do we have to make this stuff?
Because, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's what the business was like at the time for me. And I built up a really nice book of clients. And almost from the get-go, clients were like, ask me, you know, this is all nice, Rich, you know, but I was making good connections. And they'd see like, can I get like 500 StormTech jackets? Or can I get, you know, 1,000 mugs or whatever? And I would say, no. And eventually I said, yes. And that's when I spun off really into my own distributorship. And fast forward to today, that's 23 years later, 24 years later. Oh my gosh. And we have a great business here. Like there's only 5 of us, a couple of us selling full time, a couple of admin people, and then bookkeeping. But it really, really works. It's like a sweet spot for us. And we've got great clients in the franchise, a lot of franchise system clients, a lot of hospitality business clients. Cannabis, a craft brew, a lot of Hollywood North, although that has really taken a hit for the past 6 weeks. Mm. Or 6 weeks, what am I saying? Almost 6 months. But that we'll factor that into some horror stories soon whenever you guys want to talk about those. But yeah, it's a great business. I love it. I love the creativity. We rebranded recently to PBJ Merch, and I'm just so proud and happy to have that as sort of our next chapter. And yeah, it's great. This is a great business. I think we're all very lucky.
When you say Hollywood North, is that because like the writer's strike? Is that what that was about? Is that what you're referring to, or am I off the mark?
No, you're right on. And I always say Hollywood North because I forgot to introduce but our office is in Vancouver. We serve Vancouver, Canada, and sort of all across Canada, a little bit of Pacific Northwest, Oregon and Washington State. But yeah, Hollywood North is, we have a massive production industry here, movies, television, gaming, just everything. And it took a major hit for the past 6 months because of the strike, which seems to be resolving itself, you know, fingers crossed, but seems to be resolving itself now.
Okay. Yeah. I think I saw something from like Jimmy Kimmel or one of them, and they were like, we're back. I'm like, oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys write your own jokes.
They finally got their AI to write good comedy.
Right? They're like, we don't need you guys. We got ChatGPT now.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and take it away with one of these promo horrors, unless Steven, you got anything else to kind of introduce?
Well, I guess I'll just kind of segue it. So, you know, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, we're going to be going through this month talking about just crazy things that have happened to us in the industry. I think we've all got some stories that we could share and sit around the eye candy bar and discuss them at some point. But we wanted to kind of show, you know, create some humility in the industry, because we've all have these that happen to us. And Rich has told me some really good ones in the past. I'm like, all right, he's going to be our opening horror story guest. Yeah. And so I'm excited to hear what the story of the day from Rich.
Sure. Happy to do it. And why don't we stay on the theme of Hollywood? I mean, horror movies, because I've been in a few, and I was actually one of them. I'm going to share two. One of them I was invited into as a, turns out, a joke, but I didn't realize it was a joke at the time. We were fulfilling crew gifts to this movie called Final Destination 5. And if you didn't realize, there's actually a Final Destination 1 through 4, and this was the fifth in the series. And it was shooting at a super spooky, if you ever want to look it up, look up Riverview Mental Hospital. So it's a boarded up mental hospital here in Vancouver, Canada. And that's where they were shooting. And it was supposed to be a mental hospital in the movie. And I went there to deliver the product. And it's unusual that they actually had a check ready, but they said, hey, we got a check ready for you. I said, okay. They said, it's down in sub-basement level 4. I said, oh, seemed odd. Okay. So, you know, usually you just in these productions, you usually go into an office and it's filled with like office workers or producers and assistants. But this was like on set, which I thought was weird. So this was the horrible practical joke, is they thought, hey, we'll just send this fat guy down into the bowels of this mental hospital and scare the bejesus out of him. And sure enough, I went down there. It was all spooky and lit weird. And I walked down to the end of this super long hallway and I was just so scared. And the guy pops out and he goes, here's your check. And I said, dude, you're lucky I didn't punch you out right now, because I was right? So scared. But, oh, man. And they were laughing. So that's a spooky story, but that doesn't really like a, it's not really a pitfall of this industry. It just was a weird thing that happened. But in this industry, yeah. Oh my God. But in this industry, I've had some real like bizarre requests and some shortfalls and some difficult situations. And the movies are always prime real estate for this, because, you know, there's no other way to say it. They're Hollywood people. I mean, they just like, you cannot say no. Like anything they ask, you got to say yes. That's sort of like the way it goes, right?
So not to interrupt you, not to interrupt you, but I'm kind of famous myself. I did the phone hands for High School Musical 3. So,
I bet you're going to say Meg,
the closest you've gotten to fame is your viral video on TikTok.
Yes,
and let me just tell you something, okay? You're not
that's
the only
not
one
nothing
that's viral on TikTok. Tracy Theris and I don't know if you remember this or not, but we went viral on TikTok as well. Just saying, okay?
Well, yeah, cool. That's right. Great story. Yeah. Great story, Jeff. Sorry,
that's
I didn't
not nothing.
But no. I did deal with Hollywood once, and then it's because they wanted foam hands, but yeah.
No, I don't know who Meg Erber is, but I know Meg the Terminator Erber.
Sorry, Rich. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. That was awesome. I enjoyed that. So this other story was another Hollywood movie. This one was Mission Impossible 4, okay. Starring Tom Cruise. It had all sorts of, right from the kickoff, it had bizarre part. I had to sign an NDA in order to go to the office. And the NDA said that if I saw Mr. Cruise, I wouldn't make eye contact, which I thought was super weird. He wasn't in the office.
He's such a weirdo. That's probably why. I said it.
Oh my God. I know. So anyways, that started off odd, but then it turned into a great project because the volume was amazing. 800 jackets. We were using this. It's a really known outdoor brand here in Canada called Arc'teryx. It's available. It's outerwear. It's available all over the world. Very expensive. Anyways, the kicker came. The production manager was my client, my direct client. And she came to me and she said, Rich, look, I got a super weird request. And honestly, my job's on the line. So you got to do it. And I said, oh, what's the weird request? She said, Tom Cruise's daughter needs one of the jackets. And she was like 9, I think, at the time. And I said, oh, and she knew. She said, I know this jacket's not available. As just, there's no children wear in this line. It's like adults, right? I said, yeah, there's no kids thing. And so she said, well, look, you got to do it because my job's on the line and therefore yours is too. And I said, okay. So I went back and I thought about it. It didn't take too long. I was like, how can we, and, you know, I said, you know what? We can do this. If I take a lady's extra small and I take it to a tailor, I bet you I can turn it into a kid's. I bet you I can turn it into a kid's, yeah. No problem. And we're lucky here in the region I live in. We've got amazing tailors. We got a real connection with Southeast Asia. A lot of mainland people in our region. So, I mean, they're just fantastic apparel decoration. I mean, we're so spoiled. Anyways, I found this amazing tailor, took the jacket in. They took one look at it, like, yep, no problem. You know, sized the body down, sized the sleeves down. We delivered it, and apparently it just went over like gangbusters. So that was my horror story that almost turned horror, that turned out okay.
I thought that was going to go really bad. Like, they sewed like 4 extra arms on it. You know, like, it was impossible.
Yeah,
it was right. Your real-life Mission Impossible story.
No, I know. I never even thought, thank you for saying that. It's so dumb. I never even thought of that. But there was like literally like, here's your mission. You better accept it. And I
had to.
Did you have a pair of sunglasses you had to throw after they told you what the mission was that then exploded in front of you? No.
And I didn't have to go into the depths of a hospital to pick up my check, thankfully. They just mailed it.
So what you're saying is when it comes down to it, there's always another way, right? The answer is never no. We can always find another way.
Thank you.
So we need to be more solutions minded, is what you're saying, Meg.
Yeah, sure.
Just one more thing.
Not surprising. Not that time on the Mission Impossible story, but one time a producer did say to me, I was like, what the heck? They said, you'll never work in this town again. It was like a threat because they wanted me to do something and I was pushing back. And they said, you'll never work in this town again. And I was like, wow. I never thought I would hear that.
Wow.
Only in movies. That's great.
Yeah. And anyways, I did it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. That was like gauntlet thrown down. I said, I'm going to keep working in this town for sure.
Wow.
You know, I think as Big Hero 6 Meg was saying a second ago, with there being always another way, I think a lot of times, though, we do get requests from customers and, you know, us as agencies, you know, we do know more than our, I think it's fair to say, we do know more than our customers about the industry we work in. But it doesn't mean that what they're requesting is impossible, right? So it's like, yeah, you know, if you have these one-offs or you have these weird things, you know, they may be small pieces of a gigantic size order, right? Or a reputation or whatever. So it's a really cool example of how you guys overcame that.
Mm-hmm. I think if I could share one more, think about is I know how I feel when I'm dealing with any vendor. It could be a personal thing like construction at my house or the vendors in our business. And I know how I feel when I'm just given like a pat answer. No, can't do that. I'm always like, really? Like you don't even have a suggestion, you know, not like that's how I always look at it. It's like, if you're going to say no, please say no, comma, with maybe a suggestion.
Right.
So,
yeah, I don't think I ever just go and tell customers no. I always tell them the answer is no unless you ask, right? So if they come to me and I can't do it, I don't want to tell them no because they came to me for the solution. So I try to find something else or multiple things that could substitute what they wanted if I can't provide. Yeah, right. The worst thing is telling somebody no.
I appreciate customers that ask me for things that seem impossible because I don't like people to say no for me. You know, it's like I would much rather them ask so I have a feel for like what they are actually wanting instead of keeping it to themselves, just assuming I couldn't do it. Right. It's like, don't be my no. Like, let me be my no. You know, it's like,
Yeah. I think I always think of that phrase, the very least, you know, the very least you could do. I never want to build my brand around that phrase, the very least we could do. I don't want to do the very least. I want to do the very most, right? And that's how I feel sometimes when I see replies from vendors and I'm like, okay, that was the very least you could do, which was just say, nope. I'm like, okay, thanks for giving it some thought. I mean, honestly.
Cool.
Yeah. So Steve and I apologize. So during the pre-show, I kind of had to tune out sort of when you were asking Rich about the other promo horror that, that I guess he had discussed or shared, in the original promo horrors. Were you able to recall or not? Cause I forgot.
It was the hospital one. Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to visualize this. And what was the name of the place? And if people want to look it up, cause I think
Riverview Mental Hospital, Vancouver, BC. That's all you got to look up on Google. There's a gazillion photos. It's amazing. It's super spooky. The photos are.
So while you guys are looking that up, I actually, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this, I was looking for some promo horror stories from, some of my customers. And one of them, it's actually hilarious that this happened, but it was from Justin Brubaker. And he was working on a big duffel bag order, and there was 5,000 duffel bags, and they shipped them UPS ground. But basically, they just they were getting boxes delivered up to 3 years later. And basically, he had to drive all over Pennsylvania and find them on the driver's route, unpack the skids, and repack the skids for his customer. There was 5,000 duffel bags basically scattered along the UPS driver's route. I guess he was like, not today.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is, can you imagine? You imagine? Pennsylvania is huge, number one.
How many shows could we do? How many shows could we just do on courier horror stories?
Oh, I feel like all of them.
The drive-by is why it's, sometimes I'm sitting here at my desk and I get a pinged email saying, delivery reschedule. I'm like, delivery reschedule? I was sitting right here. They just drove by. Just what Meg said. It was like, not today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how that's not actually ever really enforced either. Because to your point, like, people are working from home way more than they ever have, so they can't really lie or hide from it anymore. Like, we know you weren't here, dude.
Yeah, everyone's gonna rain or something too, so it's not like you can.
Yeah.
By the way, I did look up this hospital because I was super curious. People need to look it up. This creepy. It's gonna grow your nose, right? It's like a cross between like an old like plantation home, a giant like column, like you'd see in like Charleston almost, with like brick and white. It's spooky looking.
What movie was filmed there?
Final Destination, but
they film so many. I mean, it's endless how many things they do there. They do tons of movies there.
Oh, man, awesome. That was crazy. Well, Rich, thank you so much for sharing those stories with us and being part of our promo horror series. Again, thank you. And where can people find you? Where can we direct people to find you? If just to talk biz or just to talk about more horror stories or solutions?
Yeah, even? Please. PBJ Merch Company. You can find us online. You can find us on Insta socials, Twitter socials, PBJ Merch Company.
All right.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks, Rich. Definitely appreciate you having coming on and sharing some stories with us and contributing to the Perma Horror Series. So thank you so much.
Everybody. And pleasure.
Yeah. This episode was brought to you by our good friends over at PPAI for the expo. And here's that juicy video again.
Get ready for excitement, opportunity, and of course, a little promo fun. The PPAI Expo is where the industry goes to build connections and discover insights for a successful year in promo. Exhibits open January 16th through 18th, and the PPAI conference will take place January 15th.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Promo Corner's Industry Insider. For more great content from industry thought leaders, including podcasts, blogs, and videos, visit promocorner.com.